I'm Devin Eldridge, and you're listening to BPR News. North Carolina's the fifth largest producer of peanuts in the United States, yielding in upwards of 200,000 tons every year. And not a single one of them are actually grown in the mountains, but plenty of them make their way to the region nonetheless, where they're often boiled into a distinctly southern snack. So BPR News is taking a look at the history of boiled peanuts in southern Appalachia, as well as their impact on its culture.
Shall we sing?
Yeah, let's do it.
In America, peanuts are kind of a big deal. According to the American Peanut Council, they're the 12th most valuable domestic cash crop with a farm value of over $1 billion. America exports an average of 250,000 tons of peanuts every year, so they're kind of a big deal everywhere else, too. But most peanuts grown in the U.S. end up getting eaten here, as each American eats an estimated 6 pounds of peanut-based products every year. So whether it's peanut butter, peanut-based candy, or just a regular old peanut, there's likely an American somewhere that'll eat it. But in western North Carolina, like much of the South, they like their peanuts boiled. Just ask these folks, who bought some at a barbecue festival this year in Maggie Valley, some of whom were tourists.
That's really good.
It's like a wet potato, I don't know, that's gonna be good.
Pretty good.
It actually tastes pretty good. My kids would eat it.
I love it. Can I have more?
Go just about anywhere in western North Carolina, and these steamy salted legumes are sure to be a hot seller.
Yeah, boiled peanuts are probably our most popular bite.
That's Jared Edwards, general manager of the popular Asheville beer pub, Wicked Weed.
We get a lot of people from out of town coming in that want to try them, and they end up loving them.
He says the bar's been serving boiled peanuts now for years, and because they're so popular, he doesn't see them finding their way off the menu anytime soon. Now, this comes as no surprise to Mackenzie Lunsford, a food writer for the Asheville Citizen-Times, who says this quintessentially southern snack has made its way onto many more menus in the region in ways it never quite has before.
When I moved here, I was tickled by how prevalent they are, but I've grown to love them, boiled peanuts, because I think boiling peanuts really kind of helps express the fact that they are essentially a bean.
Some of the city's higher-end haunts now offer boiled peanut hummus, such as the Hyatt Place, while downtown, locals can try out some beer-boiled peanuts. She says more and more avant-garde southern chefs are trying to highlight the Appalachian region and have been using boiled peanuts as substitutes for beans or by serving them with bacon.
I actually do love them. It's not something that I seek out, and I feel like many southerners do, in fact, seek these things out. And you can tell when you're driving down the road, you know, in the country and you see big signs for boiled peanuts and that sort of thing. I mean, it is something that people, southerners, make a detour for.
And seek them out, they do. Just ask 77-year-old Shepherd Clark. His friends call him Shep.
Yeah, well, I've had to go haul a load of straw.
Shep runs an old produce stand in the quiet Macon County community of Cowee. It's tucked in between the Little Tennessee River and NC Highway 28. Many of the locals have been buying their veggies from Shep for years now. It saves them a 20-minute drive to town. And for years now, they've also been going to Shep for their boiled peanut fix.
Do people come here, they know this place is the boiled peanut place?
Well, I understand we're the only ones in this whole area anywhere close that boils them like this.
He's currently cooking his next batch in a giant stainless steel drum. He says it'll take 6 to 7 hours, and hopefully it'll last him a few days. But now it's tourist season, so nobody really knows.
We just thought boiled peanuts. Well, they always said boiled peanuts pay for your rent. And it does.
For all those on-the-go boiled peanut lovers, unable to find Shep, they can also be found in most of the region's gas stations. According to Susan Barnes, manager of the Georgia-based Vidalia Peanut Company, the boiled peanut business is good, as long as business is Southern-friendly.
Southern cuisine has taken off. Southern cuisine is a delicacy these days, and we discovered that our parameters are in the South with a boiled peanut. You don't go further than North Carolina. They don't like them. You don't go west of the Mississippi. They don't like them. I have repeat customers call and order them from me.
According to Southern food historian Rick McDaniel, people have been boiling peanuts to sell or eat now for centuries.
It really has always been the snack we know today. About the only thing that has changed is they started salting the water when they boiled them. but really a boiled peanut that you get off a roadside stand this afternoon is exactly the same as what they would have had in the 1700s.
He says produce stands like Shep's are part of a rich mountain tradition. They date back to the post-war South, when roadside shops were all that many had, and peanuts were often all that was available.
There was a lot of famine in the South because the agricultural part of the Southern economy was just in shambles. People would eat whatever they could find.
Fast forward to today, and the boiled peanut seems to be playing essentially the same role. It's a hearty, affordable crop grown only in Dixie, and one that Appalachians have always been able to count on. For BPR News, I'm Davin Eldridge.